This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We got some big breaking news to start the next segment. Lawmakers in Texas have introduced legislation for $2.5 billion to build a wall right here in Texas. So the states are taking action. Very, very exciting. Stuart Rose is with us. We've got, of course, Matt Bracken taking over at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to take your phone calls starting the next segment. But I want to play, since Stuart mentioned it, because you kind of pinch yourself. I got some people in October, Trump's declared an emergency, and then I said he would a month ago, and now he's done it. But we got into the 25th Amendment coup plan against the president specifically and how it was being planned. And I'm just pointing out they want us off air because it freaks me out how accurate we are. But here's a liberal Harvard law professor, but very respected, one of the biggest winning records. You're a lawyer out there, on all sorts of fronts. Alan Dershowitz pointing out that this is an attempted coup against the president. We're living in amazing times, folks. So here is Alan Dershowitz, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. I should also, again, point out, everybody should visit oathkeepers.org. Here is Alan Dershowitz.
60 Minutes interview, McCabe admits that his attempt to undermine the president began almost immediately after his boss, Jim Comey, was fired. And it was, of course, due to Russia.
I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage. And that was something that troubled me greatly.
How long was it after that that you decided to start the obstruction of justice?
Look at that sanctimonious
investigations involving the president.
I think the next day I met with the team investigating the Russia cases, and I asked the team to go back and conduct an assessment to determine where are we with these efforts and what steps do we need to take going forward.
Alan Dershowitz is a retired Harvard Law School professor. He's the author of the book, The Case Against the Democratic House Impeaching Trump. And he joins us tonight. Professor, thanks very much for coming on. So now the suspicions of many are confirmed by one of the players in it. The Department of Justice discussed trying to remove the president using the 25th Amendment. What's your reaction to that?
Well, if that's true, it is clearly an attempted coup d'etat. Relating to what your former guest said, let's take the worst case scenario. Let's assume the President of the United States was in bed with the Russians, committed treason, committed obstruction of justice. The 25th Amendment simply is irrelevant to that.
Right.
That's why you have an impeachment provision.
Exactly.
The 25th Amendment is about Woodrow Wilson having a stroke. It's about a president being shot and not being able to perform his office. It's not about the most fundamental disagreements. It's not about impeachable offenses. And any Justice Department official who even mentioned the 25th Amendment in the context of President Trump has committed a grievous offense against the Constitution. The framers of the 25th Amendment had in mind something very specific.
Right.
And trying to use the 25th Amendment to circumvent the impeachment provisions or to circumvent an election is a despicable act of unconstitutional power grabbing. And you were right when you said it reminds me of what happens in third world countries. Look, these people may have been well-intentioned. They may believe that they were serving the interests of the United States. But you have to obey the law, and the law is the Constitution. And the 25th Amendment is as clear as could be. Incapacity, unable to perform office. That's what you need. That's why you need two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate agreeing. And it has to be on the basis of a medical or psychological incapacity, not on the basis of even the most extreme crimes, which there's no evidence were committed. But even if they were, that would not be a basis for invoking the 25th Amendment.
So this is not simply in a
I challenge any left-wing person to get on television and to defend the use of the 25th Amendment. I challenge any of my colleagues who are in the Get Trump at Any Cost camp to come on television and justify the use of the 25th Amendment other than for physical or psychiatric incapacity.
I bet they're doing that right now. But this is an attack on our system, I would say, not just on the president. Alan Dershowitz, thank you very much.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to take phone calls for a couple seconds with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And then we're going to turn the baton over for the rest of the broadcast and the war room starts to Matt Bracken. And, of course, Matt likes Stuart Rhodes, so they may talk a little bit in the next segment as well. Don't forget, oathkeepers.org, you're doing a membership drive. People can also buy T-shirts there to support the great work you're doing, Stuart, as a constitutional Yale law graduate and as a veteran, a patriot who's doing yeoman's work. And people, I was these comments, and talking about the membership drive, this paradox, they go, oh, you and Stuart Rhodes, they'll bring you up. They go, you claim you're against the police state. Now you want troops on the border and you want to go after the cartel. Yeah, we don't want checkpoints in the middle of Kansas or New York randomly. When you've got a collapsing border and narco-terrorists allied with radical Islam attacking and hundreds of thousands of dead in Mexico and the Democrats working with MS-13, that's constitutional.
Yeah.
That's what the military and police are supposed to do. They're not supposed to be asked to be in my tents too dark in my car. They're supposed to be dealing with criminals.
Well, they have to defend the nation. The primary purpose of the military is national defense, which is defending our country. And, you know, in Article 1, Section 8 articulates the three reasons the president can call forth the militia, which includes us, is to repel invasions, suppress insurrections, and execute the laws of the Union. And ever since the Civil War in particular, there have been a series of statutes that give the president the authority to even use the armed forces for those purposes. I wouldn't want to see them used internally. I think it's actually unconstitutional to use the army internally.
Posse Comitatus.
Yeah, it's the militia. Not just the Posse Comitatus, the U.S. Constitution. It's the militia that's tasked with suppressing insurrection.
It should be like civil defense, this militia.
Well, no, suppressing insurrections, executing the laws of the Union. There should be no FBI, frankly. It should be the militia who execute the laws of the Union under the command of the president. As Dr. Evan Vieira has pointed out many times in a series of books, I recommend them.
People say, oh, we needed professionals. What, like the FBI?
No, exactly. Look how corrupt they are. I mean, COINTELPRO back in the day, you can go back to what they did.
And people never get that. So who commands the constitutional militia? It's not just like it's random, you know, I know every man's in it, but it's picked, it's selected.
Well, no, it's the governors of the state command the militias unless they're called into federal service, and they're called into federal service for only three legitimate purposes. One is to suppress insurrections, be called forth by the President of the United States. Two, to execute the laws of the Union. And the third is to repel invasions. Now, he can also use the standing Army and Marine Corps to repel invasions, of course. That's what the Army and Marine Corps are for, and the U.S. Navy and Air Force. You could repel invasions using the military.
Yeah, therefore, what's happening now?
Right, on the border. So you could use all of those. You could use the Army and Marine Corps, Air Force, you know, the standing military, and you could also use the National Guard, which is...
But I just want to explain that in the classical thing, 18 to 45 or whatever, under the governors. It's almost like the state guard. It's former police, military, or people that are vetted. I get every able-bodied man's in it, but obviously nowadays able-bodied men don't want to be involved. We're not just going to randomly grab somebody off the street and hand him a machine gun.
Well, the president could call up every able-bodied, still in federal statutes, every able-bodied male between 18 and 45 is in the militia. There's also a statute that says for military veterans up to age 65, they could be called up by the President of the United States. So even though the states have not formed militias, which they should, the President can call us up as the militia.
And there should be militias for firefighting and floods. It's for any crisis.
Sure.
Right?
Well, yeah, just like the National Guard does disaster relief, the militia would do this.
Well, I was in the Civil Air Patrol.
Right.
And, you know, we were flying around doing drills when I was a kid looking for submarines in Old Mexico. It didn't mean we're all paranoid. I think it's just what you do.
Sure. And you still, in this state here, you still have your National Guard, which is your remnant of the militia, but you also have your state defense force. The Texas State Guard is a state defense force that cannot be called into federal service and sent overseas, which is good. So what Governor Abbott could do and should do is fill that with patriotic Texans and train the Texans. And us with prior military service, what we should do is take responsibility of training our fellow veterans, our fellow citizens here in Texas, for example, and make sure you train them all up so they're a trained pool of people, preferably under the command of the governor formally in the Texas State Guard, but then Trump could call them up.
And the crisis, the governors line up on the president.
Sure. So you now have a bill in front of your legislature in Texas to build the wall. Let's talk about that. Absolutely.
Here it is. Two Texas lawmakers call for $2.5 billion state funds for the border. That's Houston Chronicle.
And that's a brilliant solution because that gets right around, if the president does sign this monstrosity of a funding bill, which I think he should not, if he does, there's provisions in there that allow border counties to say no to a wall, which is ludicrous, because they're all controlled by the cartels and controlled by their Democratic allies. So what the governor of Texas is going to do, hopefully, is sign this bill, which will give Texas the authority to go down there and use eminent domain and pay the landowners for the taking of their property, build a wall under Texas statutes, the federal government can't touch it. The future Democratic president can't tear it back down. That's exactly what should happen. Because Texas has, what, at least half the border is in Texas? So you take care of that. God bless Texas. You guys fix it. And you should call up every Texan to step up, like in the Alamo, and go and serve as a Texas State Guard and go and patrol that wall.
Oh, I guarantee you, the governor called for that. He'd get 100,000 volunteers in a month.
He should. We asked him to do that several years ago when he was first elected. We tried to reach him. His staff played blockage with him. So we hope that he'll hear the message and go ahead and call up Texans.
I want to go to calls, Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, but it's clear that the UN is running this and trying to break our border. They didn't want the number of beds to take care of anything. They don't want judges. They want it broken.
Oh, absolutely. They want this is Cloud Piven on a global scale to destroy Western civilization. And I know Matt Bracken's been talking about this for years, and he's been completely spot on. That's what's happening. In Europe, we already see where we're going. What's happened to Europe is now happening in the United States. They're using the Central and South American countries.
And by the way, they admit it's the plan.
Yeah.
That's what's so frustrating is this is all admitted. People are like, oh, Alex Jones or Stuart Rhodes, it's admitted.
Also, I'm glad AOC, Cortez?
Yeah.
I'm glad she's coming out and saying, we shouldn't even have a border because every Hispanic, anybody with Latino blood has a right to be here because it's indigenous territory. I'm glad she's saying that because she's now making it very clear this is what she wants to do. She is a La Raza. She's a La Raza fanatic. She's a communist fanatic who happens to come from New York.
Doesn't she look like she's on methamphetamine too?
Well, I think she's a radical Marxist and you know, her Marxism. She hates this country and she's been indoctrinated.
But I love how she wears like $5,000 outfits. What is it about leftists? They're always like in luxury, multi-million dollar apartments. They're wearing $5,000 outfits.
Well, they see themselves as the vanguard of the revolution, right? So the vanguard always gets the best. They always get the caviar and the Mercedes and, you know, the limousine liberals. So as long as they're in charge, it's okay.
Man, these people are sick. We got Eustace. And then we've got so many other callers. Eustace in Missouri, you're on the air with Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead.
How's it going, Stuart? Alex, thank you for fighting, men. Years ago, Stuart, I put you in touch with Kevin Vainio up there to help Wren in Montana. And the FBI does need to be disbanded, and there's a good website you could just Google. I hate the FBI. But the reason I'm calling is I attended a speech last night from a gentleman that was a 31-year CIA agent, and he spoke at the College of the Ozarks here in Missouri, and I recorded it. And he tells them that they ask him about Snowden. He said Snowden's a traitor. He asked him about the investigation on Trump, and he told the young kids that they should continue to investigate Trump till they get to the bottom of it. He said Putin is a killer, and he told them how great it is to lie and that the CIA has a faith, and I would suggest everyone go listen to it. It's at Lone Star 1776, and they also advocate for the so-called domestic terrorist Francis Schaeffer Cox, and he's up for resentencing, and we're calling for a new trial.
Well, let's be clear. These politicos in the CIA is a big organization. They're just globalist operatives that have used the National Security Act to take the country over. But, yeah, they've got the CIA domestically involved now. They've legalized that 8 years ago. Obama did. And to even call this, I'm not even defending the CIA. They're not CIA. They're globalist collaborators in U.S. intelligence agencies all over the country preaching this anti-Americanism. And they're very dangerous. You want to say something about that, sir?
No, it's no surprise. I mean, look, the CIA has been part of the deep state since its inception. That's the problem. This is what Eisenhower warned about. It's part of the military-industrial complex that came after World War II.
And he didn't like them because he was just totally doing whatever they want. I mean, yeah. Like you're under Congress's control.
Sure.
We'll be back with more calls and Matt Bragg. Stay with us. Infowars.com, Newswars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'm taking your phone calls. We're going to go ahead and just co-host with Matt Bragg in this hour. Stuart Rosen, we're having important discussions behind the scenes here. That you have to talk about the operating system of the Democrats, who they are, why they're so crazed, why they hate the country, what powers them, how they go on television and celebrate killing babies after they're born, why they say America was never great. They run the country, but why do they have an existential hatred? Well, Matt Bragg, Stuart Rhodes, quick question for both of you, and we're going to go back to calls, and we can talk to the callers. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. You're with oathkeepers.org or with infowars.com. And remember, folks, only your word of mouth gets those websites out now. The total censorship's here. So your word of mouth is what trumps what the enemy's doing, so please remember that. Why? What is the Democrat? What is the globalist operating system, Matt Bracken? And why? I'm not putting words in your mouth. I think you agree. Do they have such existential hatred for the West? Is it the Christian ethos? What is it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the they say that they're atheists, but they're actually very religious. They're hyper-religious in the same way that Islamists, you know, believe in forcing the Quran. They believe in Marxism. Mm-hmm. And part of Marxism is just like with Islam, they have socialist taqiyya, where because the ends justify the means, including, you know, pogroms in Russia or China or Cambodia, it certainly means that, you know, if they're willing to herd people in gulags and machine gun on them, they're certainly willing to lie to their to our faces. You know, the great reporter, so-called, who was considered the most trusted man in America, he was, you know, Walter Cronkite. He didn't, until he retired from television, did he admit he was a leader of the World Federalist Society. He hid that. He pretended to be a patriot. You know, he was there for all the rocket launches, but he was all the while acting like a termite. He was the guy that said in 68, Tet proves we've lost in Vietnam, when it was actually a wipeout of the Viet Cong. But he was, you know, all the way a termite, hiding it, pretending to be a patriot, while secretly his religion really was globalism. And he didn't reveal this until much later. And I would expect on their deathbeds, there are many acting, serving generals, senators, etc., that say, yeah, I got to pretend to be an American, but I'm a globalist. I'm a global, secular statist. I worship the state.
Yeah, that's it.
And
so
anything
sure,
we have
how do they,
to do is justified.
How did they then... How did Trump get in then? Because he definitely is making them mad. He's not perfect, but he's trying to be the president. I think that's what makes him mad. What makes the leftists tick? What makes the globalists tick? And then how is Trump the wild card, or how does Trump fit in?
Well, as Matt Bracken said, there are devout Marxists, and they do see it as a multi-generational commitment. That's why they're willing to play the long game, and they did the long march to the institutions. This started way back in the late 1800s, and they did that. They successfully took over academia, the legal system.
But they're rich and are always tax exempt and fly around in helicopters.
Sure, but they, you know, ultimately they believe, and to them it's not a conflict. The vanguard always, like in Soviet Union, the people at the very top in the party had the villas on the Black Sea, had their mistresses, the best-looking women. You know, they had all the eight caviar, et cetera. So it's like Orwell said. That's why he wrote what he wrote in Animal Farm, that all animals are pretty equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
He'd been a communist and believed it until he got into it.
He saw what happened in the Soviet Union. This is why he wrote those. Those are all warnings. Of course, the modern left takes those as playbooks. That's why you have face crime and hat crime. You wear a MAGA hat, that's hat crime. That's one he missed. But we talked about face crime. The wrong expression on your face could get you punished. That's where we are now in this country. So these people are just, call them what they are. They are Marxist ideologues and Marxist religious zealots. That is their religion. And that's why, like, I was at Yale Law School. One of my fellow students was a community organizer from New York and a union activist. And she said that the excesses of Stalin were our fault. Because the United States intervened and supported the white Russians against the regime, that is why we had Stalin. So no matter what happens, they'll never admit that communism itself is demonic and flawed. They'll always say it's the wrong people were in charge.
Once we've extinguished capitalism.
Yeah, it was wreckers from the capitalists who went in there and screwed up the revolution.
So Matt, now that what we talked about a year ago is confirmed, the attempted coup, the 25th Amendment against the president, is now on Fox News, CNN. CNN saying it's a great idea. Where do we go from here knowing there's a fifth column that hasn't been prosecuted? I'm glad the president declared an emergency, but it's a dereliction of duty if Whitaker or this new deep state attorney general doesn't start indicting these people.
Yeah, if William Barr turns out to be just another guy like Mueller, Rosenstein, McCabe, I mean, he goes back to the same CIA origins. He's one of these blue ribbon commission guys you can count on to cover up like a TWA 800 or Waco or Ruby Ridge. He's one of those guys that has the patina of sincere objectivity and, you know, professionalism. But really, I think to the bone, he's a deep state operative. And that'll be a big tell right there. If all of this gets swept under the rug, we'll know. But, you know, going back to why did Trump get elected? It's because he did promise to build the wall. And at a gut level, at a litmus test, A-B level, people understand the globalists, the Democrats, they want to flood the country, Cloward Piven, the entire country, and turn every state into Calizuela. And Americans get it. And the Democrats, I think, are set up for a wipeout in 2020. I hope if we can pin open borders and population replacement on the Democrats.
I agree with you. I think Peter Schiff's wrong. I think their rage has made them be precipitous, be honest about who they are, and all their horrible frame-ups and the Covington kids and everything. I think if we just hold the line and get more aggressive in the info war, I think we win.
But Trump has got to, I mean, he should have someone like Evan Vieira as attorney general. Should go pick a real patriot who has proven their loyalty.
Yeah, what does he think going and getting establishment people does?
Nothing. I mean, he's been convinced, and Barr he'll advocate for a red flag. If Trump signs a red flag law, a national red flag law, his goose is cooked because gun owners across the country will stay home and will not vote for him. And so he's being set up, I think, to push through a red flag law. And when he does that, he'll lose at least 10% of his base.
Agree 100%. Red flags are going to be a red line because you can imagine.
Tell people what a red flag is. Some listeners might not know what a red flag is.
Well, where they'll say that, you know, you shouldn't have a firearm in your house because somebody has a domestic violence warning against you, something like that, which is boilerplate for lawyers in a
yeah, I mean, you know, almost 90% of divorces, they tell the wife, get a restraining order.
Well, this is worse.
Right.
This is taking that same problem and making it so that your local police chief or your corrupt local official or someone doesn't like you, a local activist doesn't like your bumper sticker, can call the cops and say that you're a threat, and you'll never even know it until the cops come to your door because there's an ex parte hearing, which means you're not there. You have no opportunity to confront your accusers, no evidence on your behalf.
So they have a star chamber event. This is what Bloomberg's pushing. They just take your guns.
Right. And you already had a death in Maryland. A man got in an argument with his adult sister, who doesn't even live with him, not even a domestic violence situation. She called the cops on him. They came to his door because he went for his gun. They killed him. So why were they there in the first place?
All right, we're going to take some phone calls, I promise. One after the other. We come back in a few minutes. We're going to go to Nikki and George and Nick and Max and Lyle and Emberly and Brad and James and Frank and Donald. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Matt Bracken's here with us. I'm Alex Jones. commandeering this hour. Matt knows that. He appreciates it. We appreciate him. He's doing a great job. We've got Stuart Rose of Oakkeepers here with us. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com, Oakkeepers.org. Matt Bracken's here, and we have an active shooter in Chicago. We're getting the details right now. Aurora police respond to active shooter report at manufacturing company at Chicago. NBC5 will be covering it as it unfolds. You guys are having some great discussions during the break. We got to go to calls. These are great folks, but you're also making fantastic points. We're not here dreaming of civil war or martial law or civil unrest. Europe and the U.S. is being put into this by the globalists. Their own admissions prove it. And so we have to realize the moment we're in. The globalists are panicking because even in their skewed polls, Trump is gaining support, and capitalism is gaining support, Matt Bracken and Stuart. So what would you call Stuart and then Matt Bracken we're going to call is the historic point we're in right now?
I think we're in the middle of an insurrection against the Constitution. I think the left are domestic enemies of the Constitution. They're Marxist enemies of the Constitution, and this is their end game to...
But you're not just saying that. You're a constitutional lawyer, you're a veteran, you're a smart guy. People who aren't evil look at a thing happening and can't believe it because they judge it by their own morals. Historically, we have traitor collaborators working with multinationals and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood to collapse and conquer and vertically integrate the nation. I mean, that's what it is. We are under globalist attack with insurrection traitors. Matt Bracken?
Yeah, absolutely. What Stuart said is correct. And it's time now to blow past the smoke of socialist takiya. Remember, they lie. Just like Islamists will say, no, we're not trying to bring Sharia. They lie. So we have to judge them by their actions and their results. If a guy just is pretending to be an open borders, fatally altruistic, do-gooder that thinks that bringing in, 10,000 more Somalis to Maine or Minnesota, we can't accept that and go, well, he's misguided and stupid and destructive, but he has good intentions. We've got to blow past their lies and fake their
and realize
intentions.
They're following a program. I used to listen to you years ago, even before you were on, and you break down what they would do. This new Somali congresswoman we've got, I watched like a 30-minute interview she did a few years ago, and she starts out saying, oh, radical Islam, Boko Haram isn't good, and by the end of it, she's defending attacks on the Kenyan shopping malls. And I sat there and literally had a visceral, not responsive, hatred. My gut was, this is an enemy. Why is she even here? I couldn't help it. I don't know how to describe it. It's beyond rage. It's beyond. It's like I'm feeling bad that she's she's literally gloating over dead people at a shopping mall in Africa.
Yeah. Sometimes their mask. Real quick point. Sometimes their mask slips. And right now, since winning the midterms, they're overconfident. And this, like the Green New Deal and wide open borders, reception centers for the entire world to come in. Their mask is slipping. And the American people are going to see it for what it is, I hope.
Yeah.
We're going to phone calls right now, but we cannot stress how insane this is. Well, let me ask you all a 10-second question, and we're going to go to calls. Is the free society turned the corner? Are we winning, or are we just fighting for our lives? I mean, I think at a gut level, the fact that we're awake now shows we're starting to win. Doesn't mean we've won the war, but I think we're on the right foot.
We're in the middle of it. It's just an open window that can go either way. As you pointed out before, this is an open window that can go either way. We have to push and make sure we don't get complacent or apathetic. We got to keep pushing on our side.
Matt? I think Trump is a reprieve. I think Trump is a reprieve. He's not an antidote. And he's bought us time. It's sort of like after Czechoslovakia, before Poland, and leading up to the Second World War. We're in that period. We bought some time, Dunkirk. But we're still leading towards a civil war because the Bolsheviks, the communists, the socialists, Demsocs, they would push us straight to the USSR if they had the power. The reason they can't is the Second Amendment.
Let me ask you about a bloody nose. We don't want them to see exactly where you're going. I don't want any violence. I'm not calling for it. But not a false flag to make them be victims, but a real bloody nose. I don't think they even have any sense in them. I don't think until they're being dropped out of helicopters into the Atlantic Ocean, I don't think they're going to wake up.
The way I put it is those who know what it means to zero a rifle should not instigate a civil war with those who do and have. I mean, they literally are in a green dream utopian fantasy, and they're going against people who have studied communist revolution to the nth degree and understand every phase that's coming towards us. So it's an irresistible force going to meet an immovable object. It's going to be like a tsunami hitting a seawall.
That's the bottom line is we have globalist funded. We're in the middle of a Marxist revolution.
Right. But one potential silver lining is the walkaway movement. As you said earlier, increasingly blacks and Hispanics, like when I was at that rally in El Paso, about a quarter of the audience were Hispanic patriots. And so there are Americans who are waking up, and so we can't throw them, you know, maybe out with the bathwater. The dyed-in-the-wool zealot leader can't be reformed. You're only going to change their mind with a bullet. But their followers, a lot of times, can be reached because they're going so crazy. Because they're, like, you have, what's her name, the one from Minnesota you were just talking about?
Oh, my God.
Well, she's saying that she wants Ellison now to investigate the powerlifting community because they're protesting against men who have been, you know, transgender males, but they're actually chromosome males competing against women, and she wants to make that a crime.
But their Islam gays are killed.
Right. So in the countries where she champions their teaching the blind eye to their abuse of people's rights, a transgender male would be killed. Exactly. And yet here she's trying to... Go ahead.
Yeah, eventually their cognitive dissonance will cause the pot to boil over. You know, the identity politics, which is, you know, racial and sexual, it eventually explodes. It can only hold together while they have the glue of political correctness to tamp down any kind of criticism.
And I think you said that. We're not calling for violence. I just think it's critical if they kick things off, cut the head off the snake. And I think that's the point is their leadership is decapitated. They fade away very quickly. I think the globals are going to find with Ush... Decapitating leadership, I don't think so do anything.
No. And the president can right now suppress the insurrection in California and in all of the sanctuary cities by prosecuting them for violations of federal law. And that wouldn't be martial law, which is not constitutional. That'd be executing the laws of the union.
I agree. But does the establishment understand that patriots are high IQ, have an operating system based on the Western civilization? You don't cut heads off snakes with us.
No.
In fact, that triggers a response. Well, the left, these are literally zombies who don't have their own operating system.
Yeah. You get your Private Murphy will step up and take over. Okay? So it doesn't make a difference.
You'll find out that Private Murphy is way more talented than than Captain Rupert Poindexter.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's take a quick call.
When Private Murphy steps up, then shit happens.
Yep.
Really.
Audie Murphy comes out of the ground. Yeah.
Donald in Maryland, you're on the air, Donald. Go ahead.
Myself taking the knee today to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and making this concession speech, and green is the new red, where they let all the Muslims in with the to take over the United States. And people bowing down. Trump, he's just blocked for everybody.
I think what you're saying, Donald, is we're seeing open treason and... I'm surprised Trump isn't being carried on people's shoulders.
You know, I actually call them watermelons a few years back because he's right. Green is the new red. They're green on the outside, they're red on the inside. It's the new technique, along with identity politics, just the next way to try to convince people.
Donald, anything else?
Trump taking the knee. This is how you feel about Trump taking the knee, making that concession speech and turning it silent. He said that it was a bad deal with Obama that he signed with Iraq and with... Canada and Mexico. The deal he signed today is worse.
No, I hear you. This new thing Trump's signing on to. We'll talk about that when we come back. Thanks, Donald. More calls.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Four cops have been shot and reportedly are fighting for their lives, along with citizens in Chicago. They're in Aurora, a suburb. We'll be following that on the War Room coming up 3 o'clock Central. Owen Schroyer and others. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm being a bad person, I'm not getting to them, so I'm going to go to them right now. Who's been holding the longest here? George, and then Nikki and others. George in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Man, it was about time that Trump would call it a national emergency. Like, I've been talking to you about it most of the time, where we have a problem with the illegals coming in, the drugs and everything.
Yeah, and this country is in an emergency.
And what I find most incredible is the fact that we also have a homeless problem. But people would rather take care of the immigrants than the people who they served the country and are now homeless trying to get food and trying to get help.
You know, that's a great point, and I appreciate your call. Matt Bracken and, of course, Stuart Rhodes, why is the homeless population, they admit, ballooning, especially in blue cities?
Well, it's just the poverty that has been caused in the cities in particular by the Democrat policies. You know, and they don't really care about those people. That's the problem. They've used them up and gotten what they want out of them, and so now their focus is on new voters, period.
And these people don't have families. It's, most of the time, it's mental illness. What do you think is happening, Matt?
Well, I think that the Calizuela model is proving to be a resounding success for the Dem Sox, and they would like to see that repeated in every state. They don't care if there's needles and feces on the sidewalks, if there's homeless camps, you know, right around the corner from Rodeo Drive. As long as they're in power, they are happy to rule the ruins. So importing the masses of foreign illiterates that will vote Democrat for welfare, that's what we have to expose. That's the big litmus test going forward. The people that are for open borders are for replacing Americans with welfare voters, period.
And again, we're not helping these people when we bring them here. I was about a year and a half ago. I don't get to hike a lot, but I was on Barton Creek in a wealthy area of Austin, a few miles from my house. And I've learned to recognize Central Americans versus, you know, different groups. And they were Guatemalans. And I asked, "You Guatemalan?" They said, "Yeah." There was a Guatemalan family of like a middle-aged man, his wife, and four or five kids. And they had Coke cans with strings on them catching bass out of Barton Creek. And they had a fire going. And now I go where I've been going for 25 years, on the Greenbelt, and there's shanty towns up in the hills, and there's like Guatemalans and stuff, and there's Guatemalans right down the street from here. I mean, it's like, I'm not even against these people. But how did we like end up with Guatemalan shanty towns and people eating out of the creek? I mean, what is going on?
Same way you ended up with Somalia being transplanted to Minneapolis.
Well, they've totally got it.
Right. So it's the same model, and it's not helping them. I mean, they've destabilized, the globalists destabilized entire regions of the world and then caused a dysphoria into the West, and that's meant to swamp the West at a greater rate than can be assimilated and kill the collective.
I mean, exactly. These were, I had to respect the family. I couldn't even videotape it. I was so like, they were like, you know, had the little woven hats, and they were like almost in Mayan attire. You know, it's almost like Peruvian.
Yeah, I mean,
and I was like, what? I was like, "You Guatemalan?" "Yes, senor, we're Guatemalan." Like, "You live here in the Barton Creek?"
Yeah, and I have compassion for them. I really do. But we need to bring people.
But I mean, I'm going to be searched by the TSA when I fly. I'm under all the surveillance, and there's Guatemalans living in Austin on the side of the creek.
Right, and they're being used as a weapon, and you know that's the problem is that. Even the innocent ones who are coming here for a better life and actually love this country are being used as a weapon against us as well. But they're being conditioned to not assimilate
It's just Twilight Zone, and they're like, "Oh, take your vaccines." And then meanwhile, they bring the illegals and then have the diseases. It's insane. George in California, go ahead.
Yeah. And the other point that I wanted to make is there is a good amount of people that bring a lot to the country. Don't get me wrong, because I'm not going to be a hypocrite. My parents were illegal immigrants. But they need to do what my parents did and assimilate, come to the fence, learn the language, pay the taxes, and be voters and actually hear their voice out.
No, I agree. Great point, George. And that's the point is, we don't need the Democrats and the media in indoctrinating them into America hate when they get here. That's why it has to be stopped.
Well, what's happening, though, is that they're being brought here and they're being taught not to assimilate. I mean, I think it's, Victor David Hansen has a pretty good book about this, about how he grew up in California where the ethos was you come here and assimilate, you become Americans, like my relatives did, or my descendants or ancestors. I mean, you know, they came here and they learned a language. My mom wouldn't even teach us Spanish, and everyone served in the military, and you became Americans, and you saluted the flag and to the national anthem. Now they're being taught to fly the Mexican flag, or even worse, to fly the communist flag, and to hate this country. And the left is
indoctrinating. But it's obvious, if you're going somewhere because you think it's better, you become that, and you add to it. You don't like...
That's how it used to be, but it's not obvious anymore. They're being told, you know, the columns on these caravans are flying the Honduran flag, or the Guatemalan flag, and they're being told by the leftists that, yes, you have a right to be here, as Cortez just said. You have a right to be here because it's actually indigenous people's lands. That's straight out of the Weather Underground Prairie Fire.
Straight out of victim ideology, liberation ideology.
Yeah, and that's garbage because there were no Mexicans or anybody else that was pushed out of America after the Treaty of Guadalupe. Guadalupe Hidalgo. That is a fiction. The Spanish citizens who lived in, you know, in the Southwest became Americans. There's nobody from Mexico or Guatemala coming back to
reclaim
land.
Mexico begged the Scots and Irish and everybody out of Alabama and Tennessee down here because they couldn't beat the Comanche. And that's Texas. And then as soon as we wiped out the Comanche, then they moved in. They're like, well, now that you killed the Comanche that were killing everybody, the Comanche were not nice folks. I got a little bit of Comanche in me. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it. The point is that was the real war that went on. Let's take another call here real quick. Max in Wisconsin. Max, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Stuart. Hi, Alex. Hi, Matt. I'm huge fan, Stuart. I was wondering, I wanted to give you a little tip for the 2020 election. I think you guys can be very effective in turning blue areas red. In urban areas such as Milwaukee, Chicago, there is a huge population of African-American and Slavic people who are very into the gun rights and are unaware of a gun grab occurring in front of them. For us, it's very in front of our face, but for the average TV people, it's not very
apparent. No, I agree. Pelosi's saying, we'll use an emergency to take your guns. The House saying, we have the votes to ban all semi-autos. I think we make guns the big issue because they are.
Well, certainly. I mean, it's one of the big issues. The two biggest issues that got Donald Trump elected,
borders and guns.
Borders, jobs, and guns. And those are the three things people in this country care most about, and their religious freedom, too. So,
and again, it's not like we're obsessed with guns. It's like we get, like, I'm a good person. I'm a free person. I have a right to have a gun.
You have a right and obligation and duty to defend your family and self-preservation, but also we understand that if we are disarmed, we'll go look at Venezuela right now. People being shot in the streets openly by the secret police. So we have a duty and obligation.
In France, they're using these exploding projectiles that are supposed to be fired at people's feet. They're blowing off hands and eyes with them. So this is in disarmed France. I mean, in the United States, the police would never do that because there would be a different kind of return fire.
EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Find his books there. Great job to everybody. The war room is about to start. Stuart Rhodes, you're welcome. Both of you guys are going there if he wants to have you. I'm sure he wants to have you. In just a few minutes, about to start with Owen Schroeder. I'm out of time. I apologize. Lyle, Embry, Brad, James, Frank, Nikki, and Nick, if you call in the war room, I'm sure they'll take your call. But thank you for holding. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you, and we thank you for that. And then lastly, big sales in this weekend for our great Nootropic Brain Force Plus and our other big special as well. On Turbo Force, that's a total body energy, pre-workout, energy drink replacement beyond that, and our new protein bars that are the highest in protein bars, normally $3 a piece, discounted $2.40. Believe me, these are like a $5, $6 protein bar for $2.40. Get them in 12 packs. In vanilla, coconut, and, of course, chocolate and peanut butter. And we'll probably demonize that. He sells snake protein. Why, Jones sells water filters. He's a scammer. And seeds. They'll grow a plum tree or an apple tree, but they're bad. He's a bad person. We need to be funded, and it's your action. Instead of buying stuff at a grocery store, buying it here, the funds are operations. So get a Don't California My USA shirt at InfoWarsStore.com today. All right, Stuart Rhodes, great having you. You're going to be co-hosting some days next week. And Matt Bracken will be doing that as well. The War Room with Owen Schroeder starts in just a few minutes at InfoWars.com/show and stations across the country. Trump has declared the emergency. It's a good first start.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This bar.